We have mentioned Rav Hanan's question regarding Tinek Shenishba, a baby who does not believe, who doesn't understand, and doesn't believe in certain principles. So based on Rav Chaim, he would say that he doesn't have the ticket in to Olam Haba. So that question is not so strong, because there is a concept that a person can get a ticket in through somebody else. The Rambam holds that Ketanim, minors, are like the property of the parents regarding punishments. That means that if Hashem punishes the parents, sometimes He can punish the children because they're considered an extension of the parents. So if that is true for punishment, how much more so, midat tova meruba, for goodness Hashem for sure would consider them a part of extension of the parents. And if the parents have reason of a ticket into Olam Haba, that would give them by default a merit in, would give them a schus, a merit in to the Olam Haba. The question that we have to deal with is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Chazalish, based on this Gemara in Shabbos, Samachesamut Beis, the Gemara says that Tinek Shenishba, a baby that was captured amongst the Gentiles, brings the korban. So based on that, the Chazanish expands this concept of Tinek Shenishba and says that that applies to every situation, that a person who, not by his own fault, does not believe in the certain principles, is still considered Bichlal Yisrael, included in Klal Yisrael, and you can include him for everything. If it's for a minyan, for every single thing, says the Chazanish, he is still considered Klal Yisrael. The Vilna Goin, on his commentary on the Ramah says that somebody who was Mamir, a lady who converted to a different religion with her baby, was a child, a young child. So on that child you do sit Shiva. So the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, on his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Ramah, says that it's in Yerodesim and Shin Mem Sif Heis, if cotton yud base. And he says that the source to this halacha is the Gemara in Shabbos. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos really speaks only regarding to korban. That Tinek Shenishba, baby was captured among the Gentiles, brings a korban for violating the Shabbos. But the Gemara doesn't expand it to anything else. But you see clearly from the Vilna Goyin that he held that this Gemara applies to everything else as well. We had mentioned last time that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, for example, wants to distinguish between korban and between galus, the different things that you can distinguish, and say perhaps it only applies regarding to this law of galus, where the Torah emphasizes shagig, perhaps it only applies regarding to a korban, but who says that Tinek Shenishba applies to everything? What it really depends is if somebody who does not believe in the certain principles, do you view him like a goy, or do you view him worse than a goy? Meaning, by heretics there's a special halacha of meridim v'loimalim, that you should try to keep them away because they are a stumbling block for the society. So you should try to keep them away. So that's the din of meridim v'loimalim. But by a goy, there is no such halacha of meridim v'loimalim. So the question is, are they like a goy and you cannot include them in a davening, or are they worse? So the Chazanish and the goy and the learn, not only are they not worse, but to the contrary, you can include them in the minyan. They have a din of every single of a din of Yisrael. The Reb Moshe Feinstein wants to distinguish, and he says as follows, that they're not worse than a goy, but they're not better than a goy. And therefore, when it comes to laws of davening, you cannot include somebody who doesn't believe in God, for example. You cannot include them in a minyan. He doesn't have to believe in order to be included. When he makes a blessing, he can't say amen because he doesn't believe. So the same thing with the other 13 principles. If he doesn't believe them, so you cannot include them in Klal Yisrael. From the other hand, you don't have the din of Moridim V'Loim Alim. You still have to love him. He can't, all these halachas of Moridim V'Loim Alim, and he will have in share in the world to come, but he doesn't have, he's not worse, that's what Moshe is saying, he's not worse than a goy. But I just would like to clarify, let's take a step back, what is the concept of Ikrim? What is the concept of having principles in the Torah? What is Maimonides trying to achieve? Let's ask another question. Maimonides was very eminent about it, to be careful not to stand up during Aseret HaDibros. There are some people who have a custom that when they read the Ten Commandments in Shul, they stand up. So Maimonides was very eminent about it, not to stand up during the Ten Commandments, out of fear that people would think that this is the main part of the Torah, or maybe this is the only part that was given us by Hashem, and the rest, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, was not given by Hashem. So that's why the Rambam says not to stand up for these Ten Commandments in order not to distinguish between them and the rest of the Torah. So the question becomes even stronger. The people opposed to the Rambam were afraid that people will take these certain principles and will think that this is the main part of the Torah and all the rest is not important. So what was going on in the Rambam's mind when he codified these 13 principles? And it makes it even stronger, the question, because the halacha lamaisa is that you cannot say the Ten Commandments as a part of the davening in a tzibur, publicly. And even those who say that even before, after the davening, to say it publicly with the tzibur, together with everybody together, that is not permissible, out of that fear that people will think that this is the main part of the Torah. So the question becomes stronger, what goes on in Rambam's mind when he codifies these certain principles? So the idea of Ikar, so the truth is that the Rambam, in his commentary on the Mishnah of Chelek, he doesn't call them Ikrim, he calls them Yesoides, foundations. Now, you have to understand that this commentary was written in Arabic and was translated Lashon Kodesh. It was an accurate translation by a Talmud of the Rambam. The Rambam approves of his translation of the Mir Nevuchim. So it wasn't just a loose translation. So we can assume that this expression of Yisoides, that was the expression of the Rambam. But even if we're talking about Ikrim, Ikar, because the Rambam does mention that concept of Ikar a few times in the Yad HaChazaka. For example, he says by Shabbos that this is an Ikar Godoy. So we have to distinguish between the concept Ikar that we're talking here and the Ikar in other cases. For example, in the Hichas Brachas, there's a concept that the Ikar is Spoter the Tofel. That something that is the main dish and you put something else in it, that is nullified for the main part. And the blessing that you make is only on the main, and the other thing is considered Tofel. Or even something that is a dip. So this, if the main thing is the food and you just dip it in something else, so you do not have to make a blessing on the dip, because the dip becomes tofel, it becomes unimportant, it becomes insignificant, it becomes nullified to the main part. That is not what the Rambam had in mind when he codified Ikrim, when he says principles. He does not mean to say that this is the main thing and the rest is chas v'shalom, nullified towards the main thing. Chas v'shalom, that is not what he had in mind. And as this says about Abarbanel, many questions on the Rambam will fall. The Rambam, when he says Ikar, what he means to say is, it's a foundation. You take down the foundation, the rest falls. For example, somebody who does not believe in God, there's no room to speak about commandments of God. There would be no way he's going to perform mitzvahs of Hashem, since he does not believe in the existence of God. Somebody who has to shalom believes that there are more than one God. So he will not fulfill the commandments of the Torah, because it might be that God number one commands this, but maybe God number two says something different. So, and so on and so on. So that means that if you do not believe in the foundations, then all the rest of the Torah falls down. So that is what the Rambam is codifying when he says the 13 principles. He's codifying what is the Ikar and what is the Tafel. And when this falls, all the rest falls. But that itself needs to be examined. If what the Rambam is trying to say is that if you take off these foundations, all the rest of the Torah falls down, let's examine every principle and see if that is applicable. the first two examples I gave, indeed, if somebody doesn't believe in God or doesn't believe in the unity of God, then the rest of the mitzvahs do not apply. But how about to believe in Mashiach? The Chasam Sofer asks and says, how does all the rest of the foundations fall down if somebody does not believe in Mashiach? He believes in reward and punishment in the world to come. And he believes in a justice God. He believes that God is one and all the above and all the other principles. He just does not believe in the coming of Mashiach. So the Chasam Sofer says, okay, that person is a heretic by default because there is another principle that you have to believe in every word that is in the Torah. But that person is going to be a heretic just because he doesn't believe in the Torah. But as far as the principle, so that is true for every story, every word in the Torah. So that's not only these principles of Mashiach, even just the story of Rivka and Yitzchak, and anything in the Torah he doesn't believe is a heretic. But why is that an ikar? Why is that a principle that all the rest falls down? And this is the question of the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer therefore disagrees on the Rambam and says that the belief in Mashiach is not an ikar, it's not a principle. He agrees that somebody who denies it is a kafir, is a heretic by default because he does not believe in the Torah. However, it's not a principle. So we're back to the problem that it seems that it doesn't, if it doesn't apply the definition, our definition does not apply there by all the certain principles, that it's a foundation that everything else falls down. The Babanel and the Ikrim, they're also asking from different Ikrim that why is it such a principle that all the rest falls down. The Sefer Ikrim himself, when he explains the three principles that he mentions, the existence of God, reward and punishment, and the belief in the Torah. So he explains that with this you consider the believer, and only then you can have a share in the world to come. So in other words, the Ikrim also agrees there's a concept of principles. You need to have the right belief in order to have a share in the world to come. He just disagrees that you don't need 13. And the truth is that the 13 principles of the Rambam really boil down to the three main principles of the Ikrim. The first ones are the belief in God, and the other ones are, the middle ones are the belief in the Torah, and the last ones are the belief in reward and punishment. So it does boil down to these three. Just the Rambam holds that you not only have to know the three klalim, the general concept, but you have to know all the details also in order to have the ticket into Olam Haba. But when the Ikrim explains these three, so he says that this is what gives you the belief in the correct belief, and that's what gives you tickets in Olam Haba. The Rambam seems to be codifying what is it that gives you the correct belief in order to have a share in the world to come. Not only a general belief, but also the belief of Judaism. And the importance of it is that the only way to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu is through the knowledge that you have of Hashem and of His Torah. If a person lives in an illusion, so that illusion that he has cannot connect to reality. Reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 13 principles are the true reality of the existence. When a person has the knowledge of them and believes in them, he has the tool how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reality itself. If a person, for example, believes in an illusion that there are more than one God, so that illusion is not in contact with reality. It's detached from reality. So it has no way to be connected to reality. Therefore, the 13 principles that the Rambam is codifying is giving you the definition of the real reality of the Metzias, how it is. And only through that the person can connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Pfeivel Kohen Shlita explains it beautifully, and he says that there are two things that make a person into Klal Yisrael. a bris, when Hashem made a covenant with Kali Sol, it 13 times repeats the word bris. They entered the covenant through a bris. So there's a bris on the physical aspect and on the spiritual aspect or on intellectual aspect. They are the certain principles that a person needs to believe in order to enter the covenant. A heretic is referred in Chazal of Kitzetz Benetiyos, and the Rambam uses this expression in the introduction of his commentary on Perek Chelek. Kitzetz Benetiyos means somebody, literally, if somebody cuts off a branch from the tree. Anything that is alive, it is alive by its connection to its source. For example, an animal. So if you detach it from the earth, it's not going to have from what to live. In Lashon of Chazal, animals are called, Bali Chaim are called Gidulei Karka, growth of the earth. The Torah describes the animals when Hashem created them, that He created them from the earth. If you're going to detach them from their source, they're not going to have from what to live. All their food and everything comes from the ground. But creation of man is different. Hashem created him, the physical body, from the earth, but He blew, so to speak, into his nostrils the neshama who comes from higher spheres. And that neshama is connected to Elyonim, to the higher spheres. So the belief in these certain principles are the ones that connect a person to his source. That's only through the belief in the certain principles. What needs to be clarified is, are these principles becoming a principle because it is written in the Torah? Or are they a principle to begin with, and the Rambam is finding a pasuk to support it, to esmachta, that it is a principle? That is exactly what the Chasam Sofer is arguing on the Rambam. He's saying that the belief in Mashiach, the Rambam brings a pasuk and says the entire Torah speaks about it and proves about it, about the coming of Mashiach. So the fact that the Rambam means a pasuk, says the Chasam Sofer, and that he, it seems that it's not just a proof of a pasuk, he's saying that this is the source of it, says the Chasam Sofer. So then what is it any different than the other principle that we have to believe in every word that is in the Torah? So we have to examine these principles, and again the question is, are they a principle to begin with? For example, the existence of Hashem, the Rambam does not bring a pasuk when he speaks in introduction to Perek Chelek in his commentary on the Mishnah. He doesn't bring a pasuk on the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just says that the principle is to believe in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it seems that the first five principles who are dealing with the explanation of the belief in Hashem, these are principles even prior being in the pasuk, especially since the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of emunah is a mitzvah the person has to prove to himself the existence of Hashem. So the mitzvah of emunah is to go and to search and to find proofs of the existence of Hashem. So it can be a commandment to believe, rather the commandment is to search and to find proofs for the belief of Hashem. So it's not because of the pasuk, rather that it's pre-existent. He brings a proof in the other chazaka that this is what the pasuk means, Anoich Hashem Elokecho. However, these five principles who are dealing with the Hashem, with the understanding of Hashem, these, it seems that there are principles even prior to the pasuk, whereas the rest are principles because the Rambam, Beruach Kodesh, with his Holy Spirit, understands that this is what Hashem wants, or with the tradition that he had, the Kabbalah of the 13 principles. Another thing is very important to know. The Ikrim is asking, and the Rambam and the others are asking this kasha. We find in the Gemara, Hillel, Rab Hillel says, "Einem Moshech Yisrael." There's no Moshech to Yisrael, which is a very hard concept to understand. But the Ikrim is asking, based on Maimonides, this person would be a heretic. This person who is mentioned in the Talmud, who says there's no Moshech to Yisrael, would be considered a heretic. So the Baal Ikrim, the Rav Alba, says no, if he made the mistake based on his misunderstanding of the Psukim, he's not considered a heretic. However, Chasam Sofer says that at the point when he said that, he was a minority and he had the right to say it, up until the point when it was ruled based on majority that there is Meshach Yisrael. There are different answers on the Rambam, which I'm not going to go into right now. When we get to the Ikar of Mashiach, we'll speak about it. But what I want to emphasize is that the Chasam Sefer says very clearly that even in Hilchos Deos, even regarding to beliefs, there is this concept, just like in the entire Torah, that you go after majority. And whatever the majority rules, that becomes now the halacha. That means that if prior to the ruling of the majority, this opinion would be a legitimate opinion, would be fine. After the ruling of the majority, this becomes a heretic opinion. So it's very possible that prior to the codifying of the Rambam, there would be other Rishonim that you would find disagreeing or holding differently. But once it was ruled by majority, and this became now the halacha in the Hilchos belief, in Hilchos Deos, so that becomes no halacha, and anybody who derives and believes differently would be considered a heretic, even though if in prior years he would not have been so. So I just want to clarify that the Chasam Sefer at least points it out very strongly, and therefore there is a book, I would say, around. It's not sold in the Jewish stores. I would call this person a kofer. He basically collected all the opposite opinions of the 13 principles to prove that the Rambam wasn't exactly accepted by all. What I want to say is that all his work was in vain because it's irrelevant. Right now, these 13 principles are accepted by Klal Yisrael, and this is the materials that we have. And therefore, anybody today thinking differently is by definition a heretic. And there are also different opinions about Yigdal. There are some who bring down not to say the prayer Yigdal, and the question was why. Some of them understood that the Arizal didn't want to say it because he was afraid that people will think that this is the main part of the Torah, the rest is just nullified towards the main, with the misunderstanding what the Ikar is. Some say that no, actually had to do with the author of Yigdal and had nothing to do with the principles of the Rambam. In other words, the song, the Mizmor Yigdal, the Pizmoin, is corresponding to the 13 principles. And one other thing needs to be clarified is, who is the author of Animamin that is printed in the Siddur? In most of the Siddurim have it in the end of the davening of Shachas, the 13 principles of Maimonides. Basically very short, it's codified, but it's not so clear who the author was. The earliest, according to the opinions, the earliest was somebody who wrote it 100 years after the Rambam, but it's very clear that it's not the Rambam. And when we're going to get into the principles themselves, we'll show how some of the traditions that it's written in the short version in the Siddur differ from actually the Rambam's intent of the principle itself. It's just important to remember that it's not the Rambam who wrote the Ikrim that is printed in the Siddur. Regarding to one particular Ikr, when we get to it we'll clarify that as well. The Biskurov had said that the halacha is the way it's printed in the Siddur. Some understood the Biskurov meaning that he approves of the nusach of all the ikrim the way it's printed in the Siddur, and some say they only meant it particularly about that ikr. All right.